Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 28th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today. Things escalate after Twitter applies fact-checking label, Dow S&P 500 futures looking to continue the surge, and China passes controversial Hong Kong bill. Leading today's news. Things are escalating quickly after Twitter applied a fact-checking label to President Trump's tweet about the potential for fraud with mail-in ballots. An executive order is now set to be published today that would reportedly open the door for federal officials to punish social media companies for the way they moderate content by allowing regulators to rethink Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The law largely exempts online platforms from legal liability for the material their users post, and such changes could expose tech companies to more lawsuits. The order would also address political bias on the platforms and review advertising spending on platforms like Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Snap. In other market news, Dow and S&P 500 futures are looking to continue the surge seen Wednesday, rising as much as 0.5%, though NASDAQ futures were off slightly on word of an executive order against social media companies. The big overnight action seen over the last couple of days was not present, however, amid the latest tensions with China, the leave-home trade, and a gloomy Fed beige book as U.S. coronavirus deaths climbed past 100,000 people. On the calendar today is the second estimate of Q1 GDP, weekly jobless claims, and durable goods orders, as well as earnings from Salesforce and Costco. China's largely rubber-stamped parliament has passed the controversial national security bill for Hong Kong, a move that raises concerns about the territory's future as a financial center. Currently, the city is not subjected to the same U.S. tariffs and restrictions as mainland China due to its high degree of political and legal autonomy. If the bill is enacted, however, it would represent the first time Beijing has introduced a law that imposes criminal penalties into Hong Kong's legal code and bypasses the city's legislature. Besides possible penalties on Beijing over the Hong Kong security bill, sanctions are already on the way to President Trump's desk as relations between the U.S. and China continue to deteriorate. The House of Representatives approved legislation condemning China for the detention and torture of Muslims after the bill passed overwhelmingly in the Senate earlier this month. Huawei's chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou also lost a major legal battle on Wednesday in her fight against extradition to the United States to stand trial on fraud charges. Astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley were only 17 minutes away from launching SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule atop a Falcon 9 rocket before the cancellation due to inclement weather. The flight is now rescheduled for 3:22 p.m. on Saturday. Besides becoming the first private company to fly humans into orbit, SpaceX hopes the mission to the ISS could herald an upcoming era of space travel into low Earth orbit, the Moon, Mars, and beyond. We must plan for operating a smaller airline for the foreseeable future, said American Airlines to employees, saying it would need to reduce its 17,000 management and support staff by 30%. The carrier will accept volunteers to take buyouts through June 10th and make forced cuts if there aren't enough, as CEO Doug Parker dismissed rumors about bankruptcy. United Airlines has also announced plans to cut management ranks by 30% once U.S. government payroll aid expires in the fall. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn said after offloading his entire 39% stake in Hertz for a significant loss. Unfortunately, because of COVID-19, which has caused an extremely rapid and substantial decrease in travel, Hertz has encountered major financial difficulties. Shares of Hertz tumbled over 20% following the news on Wednesday. I intend to closely follow the company's reorganization, and I look forward to assessing different opportunities to support Hertz in the future, Icahn added in a statement. Beating out rivals like Netflix, Apple has secured a deal for Hollywood veteran Martin Scorsese's next film, Killers of the Flower Moon, which will feature Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro. The project will be Apple's biggest foray yet into film after acquiring Greyhound starring Tom Hanks last year. Killers of the Flower Moon will be labeled an Apple original film and Paramount Pictures will distribute it theatrically worldwide. Scorsese's last film, The Irishman, was released on Netflix in 2019. As it works on its own coronavirus vaccine with Sanofi, GlaxoSmithKline said it will expand production of vaccine efficacy boosters, or adjuvants, to produce 1 billion doses in 2021. It's in talks with governments on backing for the program, which would effectively allow for a scaling up of production of future successful vaccines. Glaxo says its adjuvant can reduce the amount of vaccine protein required per dose, which would allow for more vaccines to be made to combat COVID-19. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Ackman dumps stake in Berkshire Hathaway. Google hit with consumer fraud lawsuit by Arizona. Micron raises Q3 revenue forecast. U.S. shale rebound at least a year away, says Precision Drilling. Exxon shareholders reject bid to split chairman CEO roles. Walt Disney World plans to reopen on July 11th. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, Bitcoin, gold are up. The NASDAQ and crude are down. Look for the durable goods report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.